This is a beautiful cool breeze on the train here, truly playing on KCBQ on the West Coast. And joining us is Beverly on WCBQ on the East Coast. Aloha, Beverly.
Aloha, how are you?
Happy to be here
I'm
with
so
all
happy
of
to
us.
be here as well. So,
Thank you. Thank you.
it's such a
You're
beautiful
awesome.
day over here on the East Coast.
That's so.
Yes.
Is the sun
The
shining
sun
and
is shining, the snow is almost melted away, and it's warm. It's at least, I would say, 60. It's
wow.
beautiful.
That's fabulous. Wow, that is wonderful to hear. It's like summer, right?
Well, almost. It's like you didn't even need a jacket.
Oh yeah, well, I'm gonna want to come see there and be there because I've been here waiting for the weather to warm up so that I can make it there safely in my chariot. And we're always up early having fun, celebrating the grand rising, touching the stars, touching the sky. As we can still fly, we can still fly. Up here, where we can fly is out of here, out of there. Down there on the ground is the old, the past. Up here, so high, there is only now. In some ways, the idea, stay grounded, be grounded, is reverse of our original true being. In most instances, what has been reversed is the truth. Our true path is that we can fly, how we can fly again. Reverse the reverse so we can fly again like the birds. Now we can remember, now we can glide free. Be gliding, be flowing, be free. There is nothing to do, just something to be. Being on the ground all the time may feel, in some instances, indescribably undesirable. For in these nows, we now know everything. We remember everything. And early, when it's dark in the wee hours, it feels as we are the only one. All is still, everything is still, just quiet, just cool breezes and peace. There is a memory, a magical memory surfacing. And after driving across the country one time for 3 days and 3 nights, we arrive and we are almost there. As we drive, we find ourselves riding through a charming tree-lined road with beautiful bright orange, red, and yellow color leaves. And the vibe looks and feels unique to the surroundings. This road, so peaceful, so quiet, so still, so lovely. And in an instant, we drive into the frequency of a fantasy. The winds blow, then the breeze flows. Hearing the wind breeze the leaves from the trees, watching the leaves tossing in the breeze, flowing like it's snow. Blowing in the wind, the leaves are alive. The wind brought the leaves to life right before our very eyes. And as we gaze, these leaves never touch the ground. How is this happening? Never touching the ground. How is this possible? Ah, the wind breeze is lifting, elevating the flowing leaves. The leaves are dancing. They're ascending with the wind, dancing in the wind all around us, for us, with us, a magical sight to behold, engaging us in a magical fantasy, a magical feeling. The mystical elevation, the ascension is now here. To be in the dance, to be in the wind, to be in the flow of the elevation, the ascension. Truly a magical sight for our eyes to see right before our very eyes. They awaken, we awaken, and dance and flow and fly. Stay with the dance, merge with all the leaves, Stay in the elevation. Ascend now in the energy. Go where the wind glides. We are dazzling, sparkling, weightless and light, the colors of the leaves. It's not fall. Autumn is not fall. There is nothing falling. We whisper and stay and say, stay here, stay here, stay here. How can we stay here? How can we stay in this mystical fantasy, ascending elevation energy forever? So we say, reverse the reverse. Falling is not real. We fly, we glide, we flow. One with all the leaves and the breeze, elevating and ascending in the wind. Stay with it. Be everything that is happening. Stay in focus of all that is happening now, all that is before your very being. Stay steady. Stay here. Stay present. Stare. Keep staring at the majestic fantasy in flight and feel the energy playing with us, tickling us, blowing kisses all over us. We're laughing and smiling and smiling and laughing. It says, stay here in the cool breeze by, dance in the wind, and stay free with us. Be elevating with us. Stay flowing and be elevating. We are the leaves. We are in the world of the wind. There is nothing to do, just something to be, yeah. And when we shift into a mystical frequency, stay present ever so early. Every day, ever so early, the blue sky lightens. The birds are telling each other all of the secrets of the sky and how to glide and fly. Do you know what the secrets are that the birds know? Well, it's a secret. They say, come outside with us now when it's early, when it's quiet, and the stars light our world. While we are here now, we get to do anything, and yet maybe not everything. That's up to us. Why? There are occurrences of us creating the occurrence of the instantaneous creation of a particular bright blue, brilliant world. We are energy, and in the energy world, we are autonomous, infinite. How can we use words to describe what we truly seek to convey? For example, if we say limitless, limit is being projected and less is being projected, even though being limitless in this instance is intended to describe us. Us, who are an entire world unto ourselves, us, live, living, energetic beings of light, and in all nows, being, living, and feeling all that we are, thus creating, thus emerging, all that is in all nows continuously. Our ability to feel, thus create, thus merge a particular bright blue, brilliant world of the pristine, luminous light, pure exuberance, majestic harmony, perfect peace, and so on, is a reflection of all that we are and all that there is. Now in these now-nows, all of us in our lives are engaging. Being here, we sometimes may be in a space where we may choose to do all we can to continuously strengthen, enhance, expand all that we are. If we choose to do all we can continuously, strengthen, enhance, expand all that we are and all that there is, it may follow that all that we engage in, all that we choose to do, continuously strengthens, enhances, and expands us, all that we are, simultaneously too. It may be so that the aspects in our lives are to be complementary to us. It may be so that the aspects, all paths, all activity, all choices, all decisions, all beings we engage, all relationships, all experiences in our lives are to be complementary to us, to our intentions. Well, in this now, right now, we send so many smiles to all of us listening, to you, sending so many smiles to the radiant voices of the show host, your voices on all of the shows creating today and every day. The energy and the harmonics of all of the shows radiates and stimulates pure pleasure energy to all. We say thank you, BBS Radio, the conductors of the train, for all of the shows archived and the original four shows, Being Inspired, Project Review, PRQ Timeline, PRQ Homesteading, our gifts for our ascending elevation. We, us all are pure, our presence, are the presence everywhere. We are our own world. You are your own world in all ways, in and of you, in and of ourselves. We are energy, and in the energy world, we are autonomous, infinite, creating and emerging in all nows continuously. And in this now that is upon us, our ascending elevation, all that has been gifted and presented, all of the shows, all of the reveals, all of the information, projects emerging from our pure passion, our ability to live free on our own homestead, our ability to shift our energy and our paths in real timelines, all that we know and remember for our continuous ascension elevation is the original primary purpose of Q's emergence and messages, ascending elevation and freedom for us all. There appears to be an identity of a construct that can and is being unadopted as we shift with intention to exit this production. How do we unadopt with intention to exit this production? How to see, how to be, how to shift, how to flow in every now in real time? How to engage our creative feelings and merge our power capacity with intention? How to continuously be creating instantaneously our own world unto ourselves? How a good place to start may be to feel loved, to just feel loved. Find that spark of light that puts a little smile on your face, some joy in our being. One day a friend said to an old friend from high school, "I saw you years ago at the post office. I didn't say anything or approach you because that day wasn't going so well. And then you came dashing in with your bright light, smiling with the world. I just stood there in line, and seeing you lifted my spirit and changed my day. And I just wanted you to know this." Some may wake up every day feeling loved, feeling peace, and feeling all of the radiance that you are, we are. Some may have to find ways to feel loved. Perhaps there may be another in our life, in your life, that is light and bright. And when we are in their presence, we feel beautiful. We feel happy. We feel good when we are around them. Some find joy in being with their animal family members, their dogs, their cats, their guinea pigs, their rabbits, their fish, their pets, holding them, talking to them, and maybe just sitting quietly with them. Or maybe just going out and being around others. Someone might just smile and say hi. And maybe being around young children as they are playing and running and laughing. Sometimes watching a funny movie and laughing. Sometimes doing something thoughtful for someone else makes us smile and feel happy. We can find little and simple ways to feel loved and to smile. We can also visit the creationlightship.com website and click on the emergency healing tab and read the instructions and do an emergency healing. We type our name and type what the healing is for, select the healing image, activate the healing, and either sit as the healing is occurring or place a picture of yourself or another if the healing is for another. For example, place a picture on the keys of the laptop and fold the screen down some, so that the healing image is facing the picture and the creation lightship healing heal beautifully and swiftly. Please try it for yourself. We can form a command. We can direct, instruct our being to steer our vessel. We can command our energy or spirit to fill us with all of our life force energy now, our light from our light column now, to heal and balance us now, to take all of the conversations and thoughts in our head and put them in our heart into permanent non-existence now, to fill us with pure love, joy, peace, and freedom now. Now, done, we know it. Snap, snap. We can place any feeling, situations, occurrences on a silver platter and send the silver platter to our cue, to source, to the light. We can be in environments where we feel happy, being in natural environments where there are trees, grass, flowers, a lake, a river, a pond, a stream, the ocean, and the waves, birds flying and singing, animals where nature is their home, hearing the water, the breeze, the wind, the trees, the leaves, feeling the sun, looking at the sky, looking at the stars, feeling the peace, feeling quiet, just enjoying, feeling and hearing our surroundings. Whatever we can do, whatever you can do, be to be in a lighter and brighter, elevating, ascending energy. We can do what we can to do more of what we really want to do. We can do what we can to be the way we really want to be. We can do what we can to live the way we really want to live. So in the energy world, we are autonomous, infinite, creating and emerging in all nows continuously. And this is our ascending elevation now. Then we can observe how we see things, how we do things, adopting so many ways, concepts, ideas, images, things outside of ourselves. Why be adopting so much? Identifying everything. Why is everything being defined and identified? Why be defining and identifying so much? Physical and oral communication identifies, defines everything here. In our energy world, we know instantaneously there is only instantaneous now. Instantaneous engaging, exchanging, merging, emerging, creating, all instantaneous new nows. In being energetic now, we can choose to be the way we are when we are pure energy. How? Engage, exchange, merge, emerge energetically. We can choose to unadopt, shift with intention to exit this production. We can choose to be intentional in all nows. We can choose to do more, live more, be more through our energy. We can choose to shift the way we are, see ourselves as energy in a physical being. And is it like trying to mix oil and vinegar here? Is it? Engage, exchange, merge, communicate with less words, identification, description, opinion. Physical oral communication defines everything here and again. In our energy world, we are instantaneous, and we can choose to do what we want to do, what continuously strengthens, enhances, and expands us, all that we are simultaneously, so the aspects in our lives complement our intention, our ascending elevation. Now, here, and we know it. So, Beverly. Hi.
I don't know what to say.
That was over, right? No, not really, because we're here. I want to know what's going on with you. How do we go about staying in that beautiful energy? How do we wake up with our beautiful energy? How do we stay in this beautiful energy so that we're always elevating and in this ascending energy? How can we do this? What do you say?
Wow, okay.
Say whatever you want to say.
You say, how do we stay? How do we stay in this beautiful energy?
Yeah.
First of all,
that's
first
natural.
Of all, Excuse me?
That's natural for us because we are energetic beings in these beings, and we're used to being energetic beings, living in the world of energy and moving in that fashion. Is that so? Would you say that might be so?
Well, I would say that is so if we're in that natural state.
How can we do
Okay. You have to, what you're saying is beautiful. How do we get into that natural state? What does that involve? That doesn't just happen to people. Okay. In this dimension, there are souls that don't really see that. Maybe they may see some glimpses, but that's a world that you have to go within and get in tune with. It's not something that just happens. It's not the situations, the inclinations, where you are, where your karma puts you, who you're born to, who you all there's all different manifestations that may dim the light for you, and you have to be aware of that. And what do you want? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's something
It's not
that's
like
my job.
something, it's not something that happens like to everyone. Like they are just in this blissful state. Okay. And even when you find yourself and you ascend to a certain state of beauty, it's like you want to keep that. That's work. That's your work. You have people have day-to-day situations, things that they're dealing with, family, work, friends, relatives. So the thing is to go within, to find that peace, to find that state. To find that most things that you're concerned about aren't really that deep, and the things that you feel that are deep or whatever that need attention, give them some attention. It ain't, don't give it some attention. Find solutions. That is something to work towards. Some people find it and do it, like you were talking about in your intro. Your intro was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I was recalling some fun times. And I know every time I call you in the morning, you tell me everything is beautiful and wonderful,
Well,
and you always say that.
I say everything is beautiful and wonderful because it is just the way that it is. So I know that anything that is before me, even if it's a challenging, it's good for me. It's a lesson for me. So the fact that everything may not look like it is in alignment, I know that it is. So it's not for me to fight it, it's for me to look at it, to see what to do. Because sometimes what I'm finding, I don't have to do anything. Just be quiet. You don't always have to, put your two cents in. You don't always have to do that. Sometimes things just work themselves out if you let it work itself out. The stillness and the peace is one of the best ways to go about things. And if you feel stressed and tense and it's best to just be still and quiet because this too will pass. And you'll look at it a different way or see it a different way, or some stranger or someone might say something that you'd be like, you just gave me my answer. Yeah, it could come from anything. Life is what you make it. So if you think of it as beauty and sometimes bittersweet, it becomes easier. You can see the joy of things, simple things. So, like when you were talking about the leaves, or someone like swirling around just from the energy of the wind, just the wind, it's like they're weightless. And you just look at it. Wow. They're just swirling around. Or you're walking down the street and the wind against your face. The wind just feels so healing if you can pay attention to it and your connection with it and how that feels. You see, the beauty of that. But just simple thing, or just, listening to just like you said, the rustling of the leaves or the trees swaying, or it just, can you dig that, or are you like distracted that you can't pay attention to anything? I know, because I've lived different phases of my life, and I just am so grateful. I'm grateful to be connected with you for this energy, BBS Radio. All of this is beauty. It's like to be grateful when someone would say, "What are you great? What are you so great? What are you grateful for?" Wow, everything. Because anything that my energy, because my energy, anything that I had to deal with, I brought that to myself. And everything is energy. You learned that in school, probably seventh grade. I forget what year, maybe junior high school, you start talking about energy, maybe sixth, seventh grade, something like that. You pull your things towards yourself. So that situation that came towards you, your energy drew that in. Now, then you assess that and see what part you played in that. But if you think that, I don't know why this is happening to me, I don't know why this person, I'm dealing with this, it's because you haven't looked at it within quietly and knew and know that you played a role in that, that particular situation. Whoever it was a stranger, it was a family member, it was a mate, it was whoever. That encounter was brought by your energy. So, what are you going to learn from it? It's beautiful because sometimes the situations that you feel are not your cup of tea are the ones that's going to help you ascend. The ones that you are so joyful about, that you feel so fuzzy and cozy about, are not maybe the ones that are going to teach you life lessons. You know what I mean? A life lesson may mean for somebody going into incarceration. And then they may say something like, "I wouldn't change a thing." And you would be like, "Really? I mean, and you're in jail. I mean, come on now." No. For me, that changed my life. That made me brand new because I had time to see myself. Now, someone else may have sour grapes from being incarcerated. They hate the world, they hate everything. I shouldn't be here. You're exactly where you're supposed to be at all times, barring none. That's how it is. You might not like it. You might not like where you are, but that's exactly where you're supposed to be. And until you change that, until the energy, something happens and it changes, that's where you're supposed to be. There are no mistakes. Universe don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. it's not that type of thing. It's like, why am I in this mess? Okay, let's sit down and look at that. Look at why you're in that mess. Because I'm sure if you put that time in, you're going to see why. But that's a choice because you can choose to blame it on everybody else and this person, and it's their fault who I'm with, the way they act, all of that distraction. So you'll go to the next situation and it'll be the same thing because you're the only constant. That's now, when are we going to decide to show up different so we can get a different outcome? See, we're going to show up different. We're going to show up with a different energy and see if that can't change things. Sometimes we'll show up and just listening and quiet. Don't have to put in our 2 cents and just be and just relax and just let the body and all the organs relax. No tension. Everything is relaxed. And see how that feels. And just breathe. And just see how that feels. To not have to engage with everything and have an opinion about everything, whatever. So that energy piece, the beauty of life, the simplicity of life, which is very easily today to be distracted from the simplicity of life, the beauty of the nothingness, like, just being somewhere with not even having to have anything go on. Just enjoy the nowness. Can you get there where you're not bored with just being? Why are you bored? Nothing to be bored about. Yeah. So in your intro, you mentioned, and one thing about my interactions with you, you're always high on life. I have not seen one time, not one. When you weren't. Never. Never. Because you're always looking at, well, if that's it, what's the solution? And I'm here to tell you that I am so glad you're in my life because we so much see eye to eye. And if we don't, it's just so beautiful because we just, it's just, I don't know, everything just falls into place.
Well, one day I said to you, I said, "Can you hear me running down the steps when the doorbell rings?" Christmas.
Look at the things that we have fun about. Going in the backyard picking nettle leaves and things like that. Oh my God. We're just in so much joy. It's just like, and that's why I'm saying that.
People.
Yeah.
One day, someone said it was a very young, beautiful young lady from Africa, and she said, "Daddy, she's exuberant." And I was like, "How did she learn that word? They must have great
I know
stories."
exactly what you're talking about. And the reason she said that, not really knowing you, is because when you came up the steps and approached, that's what she felt. Your exuberance. She's a very smart young lady, only 13.
Well, we had a wonderful appointment at 8 in the morning to go foraging for nettle and herbs in the woods in Pennsylvania, because that is the greenest place I've ever seen, and everything is there. Every That going into the woods is like going into a, it's a healing place because everything is right there for us. I
Exactly.
was so excited. That was like, I'm ready. I was dressed ready at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, but then that's something that you learn, maybe if you are open to that, to learn that the universe, she's given us everything we need. And to heal ourselves, it's just right there. But if you don't know what that is and it's foreign to you, it's just the forest with some trees and some shrubbery or leaves, and that may be how you see it. But it's so much more. It speaks to you, and when you study and learn about it, you're in awe about it. Like when Brett takes us to get the pawpaw.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
And before Brett told me about pawpaw fruit, I never even knew it existed. I never knew it existed. Right here in Pennsylvania. Just fruit, like beautiful fruit free that just pawpaw. And that came
And
from Mr. Brett.
if you're familiar with the West Coast, it's similar to a chermoya. It has that, it's a fruit with a white, creamy texture.
I've
And
heard of cherimoya. I've never had it.
it tastes similar to that. I remember one day I went to volunteer for the co-op, and they said these are pawpaw fruit. And I got some. I didn't have a lot. I only had a few, and I gave one or two to you, and they had the big seeds in them, just like the chirimoya. So they're very similar and in the same family. And everything we go into the woods to find, to learn about, to take notes on, to gather, to collect, I save it. And as I'm traveling, I take them with me everywhere. This is
Wow.
the
And
real.
look at those fruits, like, okay, like you said, the cherimoya, and look at the pawpaw, and look at the when you go, because in a lot of places in Pennsylvania they have the blackberries, the strawberries, like the wild, and those they still have seeds. Okay, they still have the seeds. And the seed is where the life is. And in most of the supermarkets and in most places, they've removed the seeds. So when you find these wild fruits, if that ever is something that you look into and how they will renew your body, because they're more like you. You see, they are more like you. They're wild like you. It's like those wild fruits that are still in a lot of places in Pennsylvania, and I know probably in places all over the world, they just come, you know, on their own. Nobody helps them. Nobody plants them. They just come. And it's just like we do. Okay? It's just like this situation of this happening that a man and woman get together and nature has made a formula that a procreation. And this beautiful phenomena happens that an egg is fertilized by sperm. Like this happens. Nobody has to water you or nobody has to do anything. And all of a sudden, if that egg is fertilized, all of a sudden, you're in this place of gestation. And all of a sudden, your body is changing. It's growing this whole human being. Just by, nobody helped you do this. You didn't go to the doctor. You didn't have to go anywhere. Just like the trees, just like the birds and the hippopotamuses and everything else. So if you have a chance to encounter.
I'm not sure I hear you, but that proves that we are creators, that we're, this world is a creator world, and everything is always creating, always. Wonderful. So Beverly, the most fun thing happened today. I was saying that I love going garage sailing, and I was in an older neighborhood where I live out here in Southern California, and I said, is there anything back there? And someone said, well, would you like a pomegranate tree? And I'm like, yes. And so I got a pomegranate tree today. I was so excited. I'm going to go back a little later and pick it up. And in this area, Southern California, there are citrus trees, lemons, limes, all with seeds, guava, pomegranate, so many things. And that's what I love about Pennsylvania. And there's
right.
crab apple trees. And people used to say, don't eat those. And then I started eating them, and I love them. And I'm like, all those years when I was little, people said, don't eat them. And there's
wow.
and crab apples and strawberries and mulberries. I mean, I love the mulberries. We make mulberry tea often. And so everything with seeds, even with the watermelon, it's one of the most popular fruits that people are getting out there, and limes. And we need this watermelons with seeds.
Exactly.
That's
what we wow.
Need. Yeah, so we were talking about how We procreate.
I know, because I lost
way.
You, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we procreate. Maybe your internet went down, and so we procreate just like the fruit does. You know, we create, and the fruit is creating. Everything's creating, and that's proof that we are in a creative universe here, that we are creators. We're always creating. And so you mentioned that when we, you know, we stay present, we get to stay present, and we get to be in our majestic surroundings just by sometimes saying nothing, doing nothing, just being in the surroundings and paying attention to the beauty of what's around us. And
mm-hmm.
we have to be the change. You told us that we have to be the change that we seek. everything around us is not just going to change the way we want it to. We have to be
exactly
the change that we seek, and to learn to relax and just breathe. Just relax, sometimes do nothing and let it happen, because it's going to. Nothing stands still.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, the connection.
It's fun because I think it's so funny that I hear the doorbell ringing at like 6 a.m.
Right.
And I'm like, you hear me? And I'm like, you said, yeah.
Yeah, because the energy, we're just glad to see each other, you know? It's that the energy is good and it's fun.
And the energy is in a particular way when it's dark.
That's what I'm
when it's dark
about.
In the morning, when it's early, when everything's quiet. It's a whole nother world. While everyone's sleeping, we're up doing things. You might be out gathering. Yeah, what do you gather? What are you gathering?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're up gathering.
Oh, wow. I'm up
gathering. In the morning or midnight.
I found that the morning, early afternoon, but the morning is such a beautiful time to go out in nature. And I like to gather herbs and just enjoy that time. And I don't know, it's just beautiful. And I've learned that certain plants have an energy that is helpful to mankind. And
so we go out with our bags and our scissors.
Yeah.
We're walking
with our bags and our scissors. And remember when we went, it wasn't far from us, right around the corner. Remember we went and picked all that mint, remember?
Yes. And yes.
We picked all that mint and I made mint tea. It was so beautiful, so good. And then I dried some.
You recognize, see through how you heal, our body has to be at a certain frequency as well. And through what you create in your foods and the changes that you have made from just having big vegan food to alkaline food, see, it all works together. And you recognize, you can go out, you can recognize what to pick and what to get and how to use it and create so many things, not just food, but you create other things. You create remedies that help people tease, that help heal people. They'll come to you and talk to you. And
but that's happened like over time. I remember way back when I was in my 20s, and I had not long had gotten married, and I remember it was a neighbor, and she would talk to me and tell me how, you know, unhealthy I ate. And I remember not understanding what she was talking about, because in my world I loved with all of that, like grease and sugar and stuff that I was eating. I didn't have yet a glimpse of anything else. So when she was speaking to me, I just was looking at her, and I'm wondering why she doesn't want to eat all these good things that I'm eating. And it just so happened that in that same neighbor's home is where, because I love reading, where I found the book that changed my life. And I don't even know why I wanted to read that particular book. And I read it, and a light bulb went off. And I remember going in, my husband, he was watching a basketball game or some baseball or something. And I remember going in the bedroom. We were in this apartment. I went in the bedroom and laid on the bed and read this little paperback book. Like, it was so, I mean, I probably read it in less than a couple of hours. It was just a small book. And I said, I'm going to change the way I eat. And I don't know why I said that, but I did. And I went in, I was so excited. And my husband said, "Well, why would you want to do that?" I'm like, "I don't know." But it said it's how so helpful. It's helpful with this, it's helpful with that. And that was the beginning of my journey. And then I was looking at the people around me who had health issues. I didn't have, I did. Well, I didn't know at that time, but I did have something going on. But I had people around me in my family and people I knew that has this problem, heart disease, knee issues, all these kinds of problems. And in this book, it was saying if you change your intake of certain foods and start doing certain things, that you can feel better. So I wanted to try it. I wanted to go on that adventure. And I didn't even know how because I love to eat sweets. I love fast foods and all of that. But I, at the time, was just thinking, this makes, I want to try this. So that's how it started. And I, that's where I, it changed my life. And from there, the energy just took me from one place to the next. I started meeting certain people. I started learning about being still in meditation. I started learning about not judging others. It just was so, it's just like a whirlwind of beauty that I never experienced at that time. So, I mean, in the midst of being married, I just started making my own foods and just my husband, I still cook for him. He didn't want to change, which was fine because everybody has their own journey. So from there, I eventually had two children that were raised the same way I was eating. So it's been a beautiful thing for me because it just turned my whole life upside down and all around for the better, for the better. And like, I started wanting to, I was more inquisitive about what was going on around me, which before I had no interest. I had no interest. If I saw weeds, I wanted to pull them up because they're getting involved with my lawn not looking the way I want. So I had no desire to know what any of that was, So my journey took me exactly where I was supposed to go. That is body, mind, and spirit, healing the body, healing the mind, and then that turns into you changing your aura, which is your energy field. And all I can say is, I don't even know. It's almost like it's magical in a way because you're on this magic carpet ride. You're just gliding along. And different people are coming your way. You're like, it's just amazing. And then you don't know really what you're doing, but it just opens up and things come into your sphere that help you with that. me not really knowing anything about the kitchen, not knowing anything, not even wanting to be in the kitchen, except for things that I had to do. I was married, I cooked and things like that, but I just did enough. Just did enough, not trying to make anything, just did enough. But then when that whole new world opened up, I started to actually become interested in my being, my body. What is this all about? How should it be nurtured? You know? What? Because you always hear this cliche, you are what you eat, you are what you eat. But you don't really think about it on a cellular level. You don't really think about it like that. And when people say you are what you eat, I didn't think anything like, okay, I ate a hoagie, you know, so what? But as I went on this ride, and it is a ride, it's like everything opened up. Things that I never asked, is this you thinking like this? It just everything started to unfold. I met people and I started becoming interested in preparing food for the first time. And I come from a line of a mother who can turn base metal into gold. She's from the South. She could turn any meal into this extravaganza. My oldest sister followed right in her footsteps. Not me. I'm not interested in any of that until I got into this type of cuisine. And then I turned into my mother. I'm just do the things that she did, but in a different way, with different ingredients. But I'm just as concerned as she was. Yes, I am as concerned as Catherine was. So now I am more aware of my actions, whereas before I wasn't. I'm more present. I'm more in tune with Beverly. So everything that come up don't have to come out, you see. Because I can pause and reflect. Just pause. Was that necessary? Did you have to say that? Or if I did say it, I can come back and say, you know what? I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. Or I beg your pardon. Or whatever the case may be. It's such a beautiful feeling to be free in certain aspects of my life. So then that led to eventually, I don't know, I have a restaurant. I don't know anything about restaurant or, but that was my journey to experience preparing alkaline vegan food in a certain way and served it with love. You see, it's such an uplifting thing for me that I had no idea that I would even be doing this. You see, no idea. No idea that I would be going looking in the woods and up and down looking for things, plants, and what tree is this and what is it here for and what does it do? No idea. But that's my journey, you see. Everybody has whatever their journey is, you know. But I see my connection to the planet. And I never even thought about anything like that before. I never thought about any connection to the planet. All I'm thinking about is, you know, what I'm doing, where I'm going, where I'm going to eat, what I'm going shopping, what I'm going to buy. That's what I'm thinking about. But not anymore. Those things, some of those things, you know. So then when we met, we met with you coming in the restaurant.
I remember how that happened. I was going nowhere in particular. I'm just driving. I didn't have anything to do, just nowhere to go. And I'm stopped at a red light on Germantown Avenue and Walnut Lane. And I'm just sitting at the light, just looking around, and I see a sign off to the right, and it said, "All the way live, raw vegan cafe cuisine," something like that. And I was like, "What is that?" And in that moment, I could have said, that's interesting. I'll have to stop by there one day." No. In that moment and seeing it, I said, "I'm going there right now." And I drove around the block and parked my car and walked myself right in and sat right down.
You sure did.
And I ordered all kind of, I ordered everything that I wanted to try. I just sat at this big table and ordered all this food. And we talked for a little bit. We talked a little bit, and and it was delicious and beautiful and wonderful. And I knew I was going to come back. It was on a Thursday in the middle of the afternoon, early. It was early, and then and that was wonderful. I ordered everything. It was wonderful. And then one day I'm trying to decide, do I really need to soak nuts or not? Everyone says you got to soak nuts, and I'm like, but why? I love macadamia nuts. Why would I soak them? Will the water just wash away the delicious taste of these macadamia nuts? So I'm on YouTube searching for answers about soaking nuts, and I came across a video, and it said the video was Beverly from All the Way Live, and she had very long hair pulled back, very long dreads, and she was so serious, and I'm like, oh, okay, All the Way Live. I'm like, well, I was there, and yeah. And so then one day, somebody mentioned that there's a lady on the block that owns a restaurant with a relative, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then one day I see this lady with bell bottoms. They said in the middle of the street, in the middle of the street.
I remember I was at the truck, I think, right? And
Yeah,
then
you were in the
I
middle
was
of
at
the
the
street,
cross something.
talking on the phone in the middle of the street. And I'm like, that looks like the lady from the video on YouTube I just watched last night. So I walked, and I met you before, but still, I'd just been in the restaurant one time, and I said, I told you my name. I said, I'm Aloha. I said, what's your name? And you said, Beverly. I said, I saw you on a YouTube video last night. And then I discovered there you were right there.
And we that's really how, and we found out we lived like right on the same street.
Yeah, that was something. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. And I'm like, who's this lady with her bell bottoms and everything? They said it's a mother and a daughter. I didn't know whether she was the mother or the daughter. For all I knew, you were the daughter. And I have to say, the frequency, the energy in All the Way Live, I've not been in a restaurant where there's that frequency where it feels the way that it does. And every time I go in there, I always have some very unique energetic experience. Between the food and the people that come in there, they talk about the most interesting things. Some people talk about other people. Some people talk about places and things, and some people talk about concepts and ideas. And when I'm there in your place, which is like your personal living room, dining room kind of spot, I'm hearing people talk about all kind of concepts and ideas. It's very fun and interesting. You can sit down with other people, you can come in by yourself, and people are they're just there. They're there for the food. You have I'm not going to say this like this, but you have definitely treated it is completely a treat to come into your place and have the food you prepared because there's nothing there that you serve that you wouldn't eat yourself. And you have created and perfected and continued to evolve the food and what you serve there, and you can't go anywhere else and get all alkaline food and it tastes the way it does. And I have friends that take pictures of it every time they go there.
But you know what? It's really interesting because that's where I see my mother, the traits that I have, that she had, that I thought weren't even in me, because I'm not interested in making food, or I'm not at all interested until this came upon me. This was my karma. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's so beautiful. And but anybody that finds their path and do in life what they love to do is like blissful and beautiful, and it actually changes you. And but I am going to say this: when before I even had the restaurant, and I was working a regular job, I had learned and transformed to a place where I loved even that job, because I thought, whereas before I would be a little like, I want to use the right wording, like not so many good things to say about the job. And that changed because I started looking at that job for actually what it was doing for me. That job was helping me, me and my husband take care of the family. I had started looking at, because I was in the customer service, and how I could really help people, like make a difference. So I started like, and that would make me, and then since I had stopped eating a lot of junk food and a lot of sugar and all of that, I would be energetic. I get up in the morning, I'm ready to face the world, and not like I used to be about, oh, I gotta go to work and stuff like that. So even before I had the restaurant, I was transforming how I see life. And even though I still had to make things for my husband that I still didn't eat myself, I still did everything with a certain vibe, you see, a certain energy. And it when you think a certain way, and you look at things from a different lens, it everything opens, things open up for you. And even a lot of times when people don't do that, they see like, oh, how this works for me, that works for me. Well, it'll work even better, you see. So me landing in 2008 with a restaurant is beyond me. It's like, but my daughter had a big part in that, her wanting to open up a restaurant. Then I had met a friend, an herbalist, Dr. Sabian, he and I learned a lot from him. So it's been a beautiful journey. And even sometimes when I feel like, say you deal with someone and you say, I don't think they understood me, or I don't think this, that, and the other. Well, then I look at it and say, well, maybe I can figure out why. And a lot of times I can. So every encounter can be made into something fruitful. And it doesn't mean that everything is going to be hunky dory. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about every encounter can be fruitful. However that turns out, you know?
It's as if when you shifted and got that book and changed to the way you ate, your energetic being emerged from that
Yeah,
shift
because that
in
food
food.
changed me on a cellular level. Okay, you look at that. Okay, it's like after a while, my sisters, they didn't even recognize me. The way I dealt with them, they didn't recognize. And not saying that they liked it, but you're different. Yeah, I am. But it's not a bad thing. But yes, I'm different. Because now I see once you like start like transforming from the inside, that means that you're going to push out a lot of things. A lot of things are going to get out of you. It's like you. And then you're putting in things that are more like you energetically and cellularly. So that's going to change your thinking. Okay, I used to eat six glazed donuts and chase it with a Mountain Dew. Okay, that's what I did, and I loved it. So that's going to have an effect on me, whether you want to admit it or not. I might say that don't have any effect on me. I'm just who I am. Okay, just be quiet because it does have an effect on you. And when you delete that, delete, that's delete. So the things that you put in are going to push all of that out. So your aura, your energy field is going to change. And that is just what happens. It's very elementary when you look at it. It's not a hard math problem. It's just the way that it is. Okay? When we used to sit in the evening and you would make that fresh nettle tea, what did I tell you? It just makes me feel a certain type of way. Because those fresh nettle leaves, and anybody that looks up nettle, okay, it has an energy to it. So when I drank that Mountain Dew, that had an energy to it. Now, you can think about it any way you want to think about it. Okay? Yeah. Nettle tea here from the fresh leaves you picked from the ground, and over here you have Mountain Dew. Now what? Now what? You don't think that that's gonna affect you? Huh? That nettle that came up through the earth on its own? That dandelion root that you can't even kill it if you wanted to. You got to put all of these chemicals on it to try to kill dandelion root because they refuse to go. They refuse. So just think, if you ingest that power, you think that's not going to affect you? Well, you were drinking Nescafe tea or whatever I was doing. But I'm here as my own experiment, not of what somebody tells me, of what I live. Would I ever give that up for glazed donuts and a Mountain Dew? That's not even, I look at that differently. I see that for what it is. Now, if that's something that you're doing and you enjoyed it, I did it. I enjoyed it, but it has no place in my life. I don't want to be made up of glazed donuts. I don't. At one time, I didn't really care. I like the way that they taste. I like it. If you ask me, why do you eat glazed donuts? Because I like them. They give me something that I enjoy. Okay, so all of that is me now seeing the differences energetically for myself, not what nobody can tell me. So if somebody says, well, I don't see the difference or what this does, that's okay. Okay, well, I have no argument with you because I live my truth, you see. You know what I mean? So when my sisters will say to me, I don't know what you're doing. This is crazy. What are you, in some type of cult or something? No, what are you talking about? But they can't understand it. And that it's not for them to understand at that particular time. It's not that I'm wrong. It's not that they're wrong. They're not wrong. They're just doing what they do, like I did. You see? So it's not about judgment. It's like it's about what you decide to do with your life. And what I'm doing now, wow, how I feel at the age that I am, that I'm supposed to be like all this other stuff I'm supposed to be feeling, you
You're
know.
getting younger. You're
But
getting
I
more
am.
vibrant, more exuberant,
I am.
a more
Okay.
healed
I
and
am.
balanced.
Right. Because what happens in nature, and this is anybody that follows laws of nature, of course you're going to be rewarded. Not rewarded by higher money in your paycheck, you know, but you're going to be rewarded in other ways, like ways that are almost magical, like because you are imbuing yourself with certain elements of in a certain genre of things. Like, okay, it's all about, like, it's a plethora of things in this dimension that you can do, and you can decide what you want to do, you know. And when I
Yeah.
was in from my until my 20s, in my mid-20s, I was doing what I wanted to do, what I was raised doing, what I loved doing, what everybody was doing. I met a man, married him, and then I started moving over here, and he still was going right there. He said, I don't even understand what you're doing and why. And that's okay. That's not his journey. It's mine. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm just led to do it. So that's when I realized that I have more power over my own life than I was led to believe. You see, I thought that things just happen. It's just things happen. It's just, it doesn't, it's like a coincidences and things like that. No, you know, it's like I learned also everything's built on man. Like when the sun rises, they can tell you when the sun rises because it's organized. The universe is organized. It's not like, I don't know what time tomorrow the sun gonna rise when I feel like it. No. You're going to know when that sun's going to rise because the universe is organized. When the dandelions start coming up, it's organized. You're going to start seeing those little yellow flowers. It's organized. It doesn't do it because it's sleeping late and it doesn't feel like it. It's them dandelions going to come up first because they're liver cleansers. So that's going to be some of the first things that come up. You're going to start seeing these yellow flowers jumping up everywhere. And those yellow flowers, those leaves, those roots of the dandelion all have a purpose. Now, I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about what they do. Now I do. Now I know they support the eyes, the yellow flowers, the roots, they support the liver, all of that. Because it's all one, it's the oneness. It's all connected. I'm connected to that. So we met on that energy, you see, right? That's the energy that me and you met on.
Yeah.
And
And so
so
many people that
we've
I've
met
met.
energy. Go ahead, Aloha.
I was going to say, so many people that I've met at your place, I met them in that energy too.
So it's like whatever you're doing, that world is going to open to you. If you're into drinking whiskey, you're going to be open to that. If you're into skiing, you'll probably meet people that like to ski or whatever, because your energy field will draw in certain things. But when that girl told me that I ate poorly and I should not eat so much junk, I didn't understand what she was talking about. I looked at her and I didn't say anything, but I'm wondering, like, what's she talking about? This food is good that I'm eating. I like it.
And it's interesting because as you continue in this, we have all these wonderful juice machines. Like I my first introduction to food was through juicing. So I would end up with a juicer and we have these wonderful juice machines and things that we have to be drinking the juices of real fruit instead of buying fruit juice from the store. We can make it from fresh fruits and vegetables. So, I mean,
It's so many
what
things
are
that
you
are so
eating?
easy.
Yeah, what are you drinking? What did you have? What did you have so far today?
Okay, you want to know what I had so far? Okay.
Yes.
This morning, okay, I started with water, okay, and then I had papaya apple key lime juice. And that was about, because the key lime like balances out the sweetness. Now that I probably had like 10 ounces of that. But see, also, once you get that relationship with yourself, especially when you're starting out to take care of yourself better, you can have conversations with your divinity. Because see, there's always going to be a part of you that is going to want to do something that you don't want to do right now, you know, because I'm taking care of myself better. I'm doing this, I want to do that. Then there's going to be another voice to distract you from that.
How do the juices
That's
make you feel? How did it make you? Sorry, go ahead.
no, how did one make me feel?
The juice that you had, because you gave me some one sometimes, and sometimes when I travel, and I just love it. And you use a particular machine, and it just makes me feel so good. How does the juices that you drink make you feel?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been doing this a long time, so it's like more of like a lightness, energetic, like it's yeah.
Yeah, I can't get enough of
So
that juice. I can't get enough of that combination. Say it again. It was lime, key lime, papaya.
an apple. But see, another thing about the apples, there is, I get the apples from in like Lancaster at the Amish, and like probably like they start probably like October when they start picking their apples, and what I've learned is when the apple season comes out, I get a lot of apples, and then I have a place in my basement where I can store them, where they stay nice and sound and crisp. And so now it's March, and I still have some apples left. Because as you start learning about food and things like that, things you just start knowing what to buy, how to buy, and those apples that come from Lancaster County are so pristine, no wax, so crisp and juicy, and so reasonable in price. So those are the apples that I made my juice with. Yeah. And see, but see, as time progresses and you start being more intentional about your program and what you're doing, things become easier. Not at first, not at first. But if you stick to your program, remember I told you, I remember the first time that I said I was going to just drink liquids and fast for a few days. And that morning, it was January 1st, it was a new year. I said, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna, start cleaning my body out, this, that, and the third. I remember it's just like when I woke up, all of a sudden I'm so hungry. Now, just because I said I was not going to eat, now I'm so hungry. And then I got my pad and pencil and I start writing. And the first sentence was, my flesh may cry out, but I am spirit, and my creator gave me everything I need. I am fulfilled, a cup that runneth over with love and contentment. That's the first thing that I wrote, because I knew there was a part of me that was saying, eat, you see. So those are the times when you first start a program. It could be exercise and it could be anything that's not that easy. It's not like a piece of cake, like, oh, I'm just going to do this. No, it's not like that. You have to perform, you have to form a system of organization, you see, which is not really easy. For some people, it could be if they're pretty organized, but for me, it wasn't that easy, you see. So it took like the stick-to-it-ness to see that, oh, I'm seeing a benefit from doing this. I'm seeing a benefit. I remember when I used to rub my, have my hands on my thigh, I could see something they call a cellulite. I could press it together. These ripples. I would see these ripples, and I would be like, my sister said, that's cellulite. I'm like, oh, that's what that is. Okay. But as I stayed on my journey, as time went on, that went away. I didn't have that anymore. So, anyway, getting back to your introduction, it just so reminds me of your light, you see, because you're like a sunshine.
Thank
And
you,
that's how your
Mahalo.
mind goes. So your introduction and what you were saying, that's how you think all the time.
I used to always wake up when it was dark and type everything that would come to me. Those were my memories coming back to me. And I decided that I'm going to continue doing that. So when it's dark and it's really early and no one's awake, I just start typing. And that's
You
what I'm,
start
and I, and it was,
typing.
it's all my memories coming back to me. My memories come back when it's dark and no one's awake but me. And I just type it.
Wow.
I type it and I tell us what I type.
Wow.
And I said to myself, if I'm using all this intention towards myself, everything I do, everything in my life, all my relationships, all my activities, they're doing the same thing back to me.
And you're very consistent.
We
You
call
know, that was
it. I can be very. I'm consistent, and I can be consistent. Yes, I am.
Well, right now, what I'm talking about is your consistency of wanting to live in the light.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about right now, since I've
Well,
known you,
yep. Yeah.
and how you know, your outlook on life. And it's always high vibrational.
I have something funny to say.
What? Say it.
Okay.
You
Well,
talk so much.
I've been away for a while, and I got to go to the beautiful Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico for a long time. And I come back a few days ago, and when I travel and go away, I clean up everything, make everything clean and neat when I leave.
You mean your house?
Yeah.
Oh
I
yeah,
make every
because I
I
go
make
in there to water the
everything
plants, and it's
neat.
like spotless.
Well, part of packing and leaving is
It's like, did she just go on vacation? She's just going on a
I
week.
just leave. No,
No,
I
you
just leave. I make everything.
don't.
So, but when I left from California to go away, I did the same thing. And when I came back because there's other people here, when I came back,
Right.
it was a whole
It
nother
wasn't
story because
how you left.
I know when I left. So then it, okay,
Right.
so now I work in very practical ways. So since it wasn't the way when I came back, it was when I left, I decided I'm not going to do anything about it. Whoever was here likes it that way, and I'm not going to change anything. And since I think that since I'll just fast.
Wow.
I'm
Okay.
going
Now
to
look
fast.
at that. Okay, but look at that. Look at how. Okay. Now you came back, and I guess it was more maybe like in a disarray or whatever. But your take on it was, okay, it's cool. They must like it like that. So you didn't get all angry because everything is in a disarray and this, that, and the third. You're like, okay, they're fine. That's what I mean about your outlook. A lot of people will get upset because everything is in a disarray.
Well, I'm
But
not
you're
doing
like,
things that I'm letting it go. Let they like it like that, they can keep it like that. I'm gonna fast. I'm gonna go on
wow.
fast because I won't see any room in the kitchen to make anything anyway. And they like it like that, so I'm gonna fast. And if I can get through,
that means before you make anything, you got to clean up. You're
I'm
like,
not
okay.
going to. I'm not going to. I'm not going
Well,
to. So I'm gonna fast and starting today. And what happens is, if I get through the first day, then I can keep going. I just have to get through the first day, and then I can keep going. And I have done a 54-day fast. I did once 2 weeks with juice, and then a friend of mine, it was coming up to be like Easter or Lent, and they wanted to do a 40-day or 42-day water fast. And
No,
I
good
had
for
done,
her.
I was already
That's
doing 2 weeks on juice. I said, okay, we can do it. We can do 40 days
on
of water
what?
because I've already been doing 2 weeks of juice. I did 54-day fast. 42 of those days were water.
Oh my God, that's a very strenuous fast.
Well, I got
Water.
smarter. I start, you start feeling everything opens up, emerging. Your energetic being emerges. Your spirit emerges. You start getting very fine-tuned. Things change within you, and I just felt so. I mean, I'm using the word smarter because right now I can't think of another word to say. But that my things were emerging from me that made me more finer in the way I would see things. And I liked it. I liked it. And then I wasn't hungry anymore. And I was able to even prepare food for others and not eat any.
Well, fasting does do that. You're not really, after 3 days or so, you're not really hungry anymore. That's
Yeah.
true.
And I've done 3 days of a dry fast where nothing to drink either.
Yeah,
It was
that's
three days
different.
of nothing. But I'm right now I'm just like, okay, I'm not going in the kitchen. So I'm not gonna make anything and I'll just fast. I'll fast and I'll go to the farmer's market. I might do a juice fast because I love the juice combination that you make with the papaya and the apple and the lime and even cucumbers too.
Right, cucumbers they're like, especially when they're seeded and they have no wax,
Right.
they're like phenomenal because they're mostly all
Yes.
water cucumbers
Yes.
are all water, so they're very good for the body.
Yes, it is. And speaking of being good for the body, I just want to, I'm very excited to be with all of us today and be with you today, be with all of us today. And we're coming up to the time where we,
We're closing, right?
yes, and
It's time to say so long.
so long until next time. And I wanted to thank you for us being together today. I wanted to thank everyone who listens in the archives and who listens to our show. Thank you for being inspired to be here today. Thank you for making it possible for us to be together. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for your subscriptions. We love you. We love us. And thank you so very much. And what would you like to say so
I'd like
you
to
can
say,
speak to us until they take us away?
I second that emotion. I'm so grateful to everyone and to be here with you and to the listeners, subscribers, and it's just beautiful. So until next time.
1 minute.
And we want to again thank BBS Radio
Of course. Thank you, BTS.
for doing everything we can to be here with you. Thank you. You know who you are. And we'll see you again. See you next time.
Yes. Peace.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Gotcha.